We're off to the Upper Hunter region of New South Wales for Country Drive tonight. My guest is ABC journalist Eliza Getzey. Hi, Eliza.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing?
Good. Air quality has been a major ongoing issue for your part of the world. How it have recent has. Bushfires impacted the air quality?
Well, look, it's a pretty hazy day here in the Upper Hunter. But it's not the only time, I suppose, that we have poor air quality. This year is shaping up to be the worst year since monitoring began in 2010 for poor air pollution, a lot of dust around. But certainly the bushfires have really given it a visual and certainly kicked up the alerts that we get every week, and there's been dozens in the last couple of weeks with all the smoke coming in, not so much locally, but from up in the lower Hunter Valley, from the west and from the coast as well.
And have the fires changed the local debate around air pollution?
Look, it's certainly, I guess, put it front of people's minds because you can see it and you can smell it. It's not always so obvious, I suppose, and it's kind of fired people up, if you'll excuse the pun. There's a meeting happening as we speak in Singleton tonight where there's a local coal mine there that's just been approved to continue its operations for the next 20 years. And coal mines do cop a lot of the the culpability for creating a lot of dust around here. The meeting's organised by the local Upper Hunter Air Quality Advisory Committee, as well as Lock the Gate, the lobby group, and Doctors for the Environment. There's a few really passionate local GPs who say they're seeing higher rates or more people coming in with asthma, and certainly when they leave the area, they suddenly feel a lot better. But of course, you've also got thousands of people in this community who work in mining, and they quite rightly point out that these towns would hardly exist if not for coal mining, certainly with a bit of a gap in the whole transition here. But even some coal workers have told me, off the record mostly, that they're not happy about the pollution.
A total fire ban has been issued for tomorrow in South Australia. Why is that significant?
Yeah, look, it's something that's been happening a lot in New South Wales, but over in SA, well, it's a pretty rare occurrence, and it's one of the first times, actually, that the Country Fire Service of South Australia has declared a preemptive fire ban, so 24 hours before what's expected to be a hot and windy day.
Okay, and just finally, the so-called cheese wars are on. Why have Fonterra and Bega Cheese wound up in Victoria's Supreme Court briefly?
I know, I thought cheese was when I stole my housemate's last bit of brie. But
yeah, fair enough.
Two of these, some of the biggest cheese companies, dairy companies in Australia, they're facing off after a deal that they had about the Bega branding. It's quite recognisable. So basically, Bega sold the licensing rights to Fonterra, a New Zealand cooperative behind a lot of big brands sold here. But then Bega sort of continued using a very similar brand on a lot of its other products like peanut butter, Vegemite and those kinds of things. So now you've kind of got these two companies arguing, well, each accusing the other of diluting this pretty iconic brand. So I don't know if the consumer can tell, but it also makes you think, what's happening with, maybe paying the farmers a little more. Is this a bit of a distraction? An important one for sure, but an interesting one.
What does the dispute mean for the wider dairy industry?
Well, I guess the accusations about, Bega is accusing Fonterra of not really promoting it above its, well, promoting it a lot less than its other brands. So they've argued that's why they've kind of muscled in and they're using a stylized Bega mark on some of its products. So they're each accusing the other of basically diluting this iconic brand. And for the rest of the industry, well, I think they're probably wondering maybe where the priorities are.
Yeah. Hey, Eliza, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, PK.
Eliza Getzey is an ABC reporter for the Upper Hunter region, of course, a fire-affected region. And this is RN Drive. Patricia Carvelis with you. After ABC News, we're going to talk about a new ABC show called Love on the Spectrum, and it is fantastic. Stick around for that conversation. News time, 7.